RSI, please. Yesterday we began discussing Mamzer. Lo Yavoi, RSI, please, please, please. Lo Yavoi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. The laws of Mamzer, yesterday we discussed in detail what it says in the Mishnah, what it says in the Mishnah, Masechta Masechta Kedushin, how one can go about and be mitaher, the zera of his children to the next generation, should not be a mamzer. So we discussed the technique of the Mishnah, is that a mamzer would marries an eved kenani, a shifra kenanis. They will have children, and their children are avodim. And then the master will write a get shichur, and that slave then becomes kerabosai, and that person then becomes a ger. Okay? That technique works only for a male. A woman, kerabosai, please. What? Please. Or Morcha, what are you saying?
Saying it's not his son, it's her son.
He's the biological father. Gershon Iskari could cut and Gershon Iskari, right? That's a whole discussion. Gershon Iskari could cut and Shinoiladami. Okay, so we have over here a solution. The solution over here is for the father who's a mamzer to marry this woman, fine, but that's not a solution for the mother. A woman who is a mamzeres, a woman that is born, let's say there was some adultery, and a girl is born clearly from a woman that is not an aishas ish, has a child, there's no solution. Now this was very, very relevant, it was very, very relevant years ago, this whole sugya, for two different reasons, and he writes about this, is post-Holocaust. There were many stories where after the Holocaust, young people, still able to have children, survived, and they firmly believed that their husbands were dead. Either, and they asked Rabbanim, they didn't ask Rabbanim, all different types of stories, who's going to play the blame game over here, but many stories, and they went and they remarried, and they had children, and then lo and behold, one day, who shows up one day? The husband shows up. You have here real mamzerim. This is a big deal. And this happened. Maybe you don't hear about it. This was a very big... And the second situation which became a very big issue is, I don't know which years it's, the 60s, the early 70s, when there was the massive Baal Teshuva movement. Rabbi Schuster, was that his name? I read the whole book.
Okay? Yeah, he was in Israel.
So during that era, and when you just go to the Kaisel and you could literally pick up neshamas off the wall, literally. You tap a guy on the back and you mamash can people were thirsty to become Baalei Teshuva. Not today, it's not like that anymore. Today the business is there are very few Baalei Teshuva today. It's not like it was years ago. There are Baalei Teshuva, Baruch Hashem. But not like that era. Many people became Baalei Teshuva. Their parents they came from irreligious homes, and it wasn't uncommon where their parents were married. And they did not, and there was a divorce, and they did not get a get. They came from irreligious families. And their parents did not get, was it a marriage, was it not a marriage, was it a civil marriage, who was the rabbi, Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe.
But the original marriage was
right, the original marriage, exactly, the original marriage, that's the original marriage, right. And there was no get. There was no halachic kosher get. And then they separated, and then this woman married someone else, she had a child, uh-oh. And a lot of the people who were Baalei Teshuva presented very difficult questions, am I a mamzer? Because my parents knew from nothing, I'm a Baalei Teshuva, and my parents were divorced. I'm born from a second marriage, and my mother definitely didn't get a halachic kosher divorce. Question is, was she ever married to my first husband properly to begin with? And sometimes the answer was yes, she was married, and it became a very big problem. So there were two major situations where these questions were very, very relevant. Okay, were very, very relevant. And situation number one, again, it was post-Holocaust. Situation number two was the Baalei Teshuva. Today, it's probably relevant for other reasons, whatever it is. So this is not a make-believe shaila. This is very relevant shaila. Okay, now, due to technology, there are those who have come along, Rabbi Tzvi Reisman, Mr. Tzvi Reisman, he's a tremendous, he's a big, very big, about a very big, he knows an enormous amount, and he summarizes a technique, a solution that has been presented by many people to the Mamzer problem today that even possibly works for women. And that is through artificial insemination and in vitro. Now, we have to, in vitro. Now, this gets into the question, what is the definition of a mamzer? So I'm going to try to, because I didn't really prepare too well because I'm a little bit confused, that's not important. But let me work with you backwards. I want to work with you backwards and tell you the chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He writes over here in his writings that it doesn't appear that Rav Moshe Feinstein's chiddush is accepted today by all of the major poskim. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know what this means exactly. But Rav Moshe says a very, very big chiddush that, again, not everyone wants to accept. And he explains as follows. No, asor yuchsin olu mibavel. Asor yuchsin olu mibavel. There are 10, there's a list of different types of people. There are Kohanim, there are Levim, Yisraelim, there are Mamzerim. And there are Gerim. There are 10 different categories. There's an Asufi, someone that we don't know, Shtuki, we don't know who the father is, but we know who the mother is. Then there is an Asufi, someone that was dropped off by the fire department. We don't know who the mother or the father is. There are many different categories of yichus. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tremendous chiddush. A mamzer is not in the category of yichus. A mamzer is a mum. These are Rav Moshe's terms. There's a blemish, and you have to be very careful to differentiate between something called a blemish and something called genealogy, yichus. L'may nafkamina, kuhuna. If your father is a kohen, then you are a kohen. Your son is a kohen. Your grandson through your son is a kohen. Yichus goes down from the father. And it goes down automatically. It goes down, you don't need...
if she's a
Gerusha,
the wife.
We're not talking about complicated cases. We're talking about a regular case. A man, no, that's a cholo. We're not talking about halolim. We're discussing a regular case. We're discussing just the concept. This is the concept. Just the concept, right? Where they're married. We're just in a regular case. There's a chola or a levi. There's no din chola by a levi. If the father is a levi, the child is a levi. It's a very powerful concept, and there are no exceptions. If your father is a kohen, you are a kohen. If your father is a levi, you are a levi. If your father is a yisrael, you're a yisrael. You can't go and do things to take away the concept of yichus, of kuhuna, levia, yisrael, things in this category. A mamzer is a mum, is a blemish. A blemish does not go down automatically. In order for there to be a blemish, you have to basically do something to make a blemish. Now, for example, we just threw out some ideas. Let's summarize like this. There are different ways to have a child in the modern world. Let's break it into three categories. A person can have a child naturally. A man and a woman unite physically, and they have a child. We're going to use a term that he used here in this sefer just in order to make things simple. It's called a maisa shechiva. A maisa shechiva, okay, just a term to in order we can get a grasp on what we're discussing. An act of shechiva literally means to lie down. Everyone understands. It means there's physical intimacy. A maisa shechiva, which produces a child. That's category number one. Now let's, I'm making up, it doesn't say this term, artificial shechiva. It's a very important distinction between this and the next. Artificial, what is artificial shechiva? This is what's called artificial insemination, which means the zera of the av has been inserted in a doctor's office, in a surgical suite, whatever it is, into an isha. The conception is taking place within a woman. The only thing that's different between this situation and a maisa shechiva is it's like a shechiva, because it's the conception of the child is taking place in the womb of the mother, except the way the zera of the av reached that makom was through an artificial shechiva.
Does the corona pass down that way
too? Yes, it does. According to everyone, according to everyone, but according to Rav Moshe, yes.
The kahuna
passes, but even if, let's just get to the case, we'll come back to your question in a second. And then there's the third category, which is really the best for these situations, and that's what's called in vitro, in modern medical terms. What's in vitro? In vitro, this artificial insemination, is where a doctor or a professional takes zera from the af and inserts it into an isha. No, that's in vitro. One, that we have to differentiate. In vitro is where the doctor removes an egg from the isha, puts it in a test tube, removes or procures zera from a male, and the conception takes place in a test tube. And then it's given to somebody. They can be a surrogate, which makes a host, which is very complicated, which is that's not our topic now. That's a whole world, it's a nightmare. That's sugya, that's not our sugya. We're dealing with parents. A male and a female, they're married, they're allowed to be with each other. For whatever the reason is, they cannot have children naturally. There has to be some intervention. And the intervention that's being done here is in vitro, where it's not even artificial shechiva. There is no shechiva, period. There is category one is shechiva. Category two is artificial shechiva. Category three is none of the above. In vitro is where the entire thing is taking place in a test tube.
But number three is broken up into A and B. Either it goes to a surrogate or it goes back.
We're only going to discuss it when it goes back to the mother. We're going back. We're not getting no surrogate today. We're going back to the mother. Okay. Now here is the issue. According to the most stringent opinion, which is the opinion of the Satmar Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he learns there's no difference between all three. All three are the same. If there is genetic material from a man, it's a tremendous chiddush, we're saying, from a man, and there is genetic material from a woman, a married woman, an eshes ish, you have a married woman, and you have a man that's not her husband. It's not her husband. And the zera from a man that's not her husband is combined with the egg of an isha, a married woman, the child is a mamzer. The Satmar Rav is extremely machmir in these inyanim. Does he mean that mamash lahalacha? Let's just make believe now on a very simple level, just to get the concepts. Is that the bottom line is, the Torah says, a mamzer is a product of a forbidden relation, forbidden relationships. An Eishes Ish, a married woman, if her genetic material combines with the zera of a man that is not her husband, it may very well be that they're not going to be Chayev Misa, because they did not engage in an activity to be Chayev Misa for adultery, or to be Chayev Kares for adultery. You need to do something physical. Okay, there's no one's going to be put to death over here. There's not going to be curse because there was no physical act of shechiva. Gesunde Heitzah, there's no physical act of shechiva. But what about the product the product. The product is a human being that is the synthesis of the egg of an eshes ish with the zera of someone that's not her husband. The product is a mamzer. And this mamzer, lo yovoi b'kahal Hashem. Lo yovoi b'kahal Hashem is a mamzer. Mimela. Wait. You're getting me confused. One thing at a time. Mimela, according to this line of thinking, let's say we have here a mamzer married to a mamzeres. Are they allowed to live with each other? Absolutely. A mamzer is 100% allowed to marry and to live with a mamzeres. There is no forbidden relationship. The maisa shechiva is absolutely 100% over the top kosher lechatchila. Problem is, if they do a maisa shechiva and they have a child, the child's a mamzer. So I have a solution. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take the zera of the ish and the beitz of the isha out of them, and we're going to combine them in a test tube to produce a child. According to the Satmar Rav, you're not accomplishing anything. The fact is, the father's a mamzer, the mother's a mamzeres, the product is a mamzer. How does he explain the Gemara? He doesn't need to. You're getting me confused. The Gemara doesn't tell us the yichus of Ben Sira. Doesn't tell us that. All right, there's too much. I don't know. Yeah, we have some good questions. Let's just go through the Yisoides. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he disagrees with this. Rav Moshe holds that a mamzer is a mum. It's not a din in yichus. Therefore, in order for there to be a mum, a shem mamzer, you need a maisa shechiva. So therefore, according to Rav Moshe, there's a very simple solution. Comes out according, and don't hold everything I say to be correct, because I'm confusing a lot of different, let's just learn some of the principles, and if I'm confusing the names, it's my fault, but let's learn the principles. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it comes out, there is a solution to be mitaher, the zera, of a mamzer or a mamzeres, and that is, they should get married, they're allowed to get married, lechatchila, but to have children, they should go on contraceptives, is that what it's called? It should go on birth control. And when they want to have a child, the child should be conceived in a test tube, in vitro. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with them coming together, because they're allowed a mamzer and a mamzeres, or a mamzer married to a giyores, or a giyores married, or a mamzeres married to a ger. There's nothing wrong, they're allowed to be married. They're allowed to be married. Oh, but their children are going to be a mamzer. If either the mother or the father is a mamzer, automatically the child is a mamzer. That's only, Rav Moshe says, when it's done through a maisa shechiva. But if it's done not through a maisa shechiva, then there's no blemish.
Even if it's artificial,
what? Oh no, that's what I'm coming to. So we're coming one second. Now here's the chiddush. Rav Moshe proves that what he's saying is. Now what's the question? Wait. Let me just say a few more things in your list. Let me just say a few more. You say this. Now the question is, why do you say that? Almost everyone agrees, for whatever the reason is, I'm missing all the little details, is that if you, let's say for example, you have the father is a Kohen, and the woman is a Yisraelis. And for whatever the reason is, a regular couple, happens Maisim Bechol Yom. In Eretz Yisrael, he says the statistics are that in Eretz Yisrael today, 5% of human beings today in Eretz Yisrael are created in vitro. That's a pretty big number. In Eretz Yisrael today, 5% of the children, you go to any classroom, you have 100 kids in the class, 5 of the kids in the kindergarten came into this world through in vitro. That's the statistics. So let's say you have a very nice koilel couple. Father is a Kohen. He married a Bas Yisrael. No one knows. It's no one's business. they don't have children, they go to the doctor. The doctor says there's a problem, but Baruch Hashem, you live in the 21st century, we have a solution. You have the money? cash only? Insurance, Baruch Hashem, fine. Okay, so you have an insurance card? Okay, no problem, you'll have a baby in 9 months. They have a baby, Mazel Tov. No one's business. No one knows. Is the baby a kohen or Yisrael or none of the above? What do you call him up when this baby goes to shul? The Gabbai says, "Are you a kohen, a Levi, or Yisrael? None of the above. I'm an in vitro. Therefore, give me shishi. I was born via in vitro. So maybe the only time you can say that I'm a kohen." Is if my father and my mother conceived me via a Maisa Shechiva. There was no Maisa Shechiva. I was born in a test tube. So maybe there's no one that says that. I don't think anyone says that. It doesn't make a difference. If the Zera has come from a Kohen, you're a Kohen. I don't care that your mother's a Yisraelis. I don't care that you were born in vitro. I don't care. Don't confuse me with the facts. Where did you come from? The tipa, the zera, who is the zera? The zera was labeled Kohen. You're a Kohen. Don't confuse me with the facts. It's not relevant how you came into this world. If your father is a Kohen, you have come from the zera of a Kohen. Even if you've come into this world via in vitro, you are a Kohen. A bazei say the zel bazach when it comes to a mamzer. Is your father a mamzer? Yes. So you're a mamzer. You're a mamzer kohen. No, you can't be such a thing. But if your father is a mamzer, so you're a mamzer. I don't care you were born in vitro. How does Rav Moshe come to be mechalek between a mamzer? To be a mamzer, you need an act of shechiva. But to be a kohen, you don't. You need the zera under a microscope. Whose zera is this? Your father? Your father's a kohen, so you're a kohen. What's the chilek? So Moshe, I'll prove to you there's a chilek. Because if you are a kohen and your wife is a Yisraelis, you're a kohen. If your wife is a bas kohen and you are a Yisrael, your child is a Yisrael. There's a very big difference who the father and the mother is. The only time the kohuna goes down to the child is if the father is a kohen. If the mother is a bas kohen and the father is a Yisrael, what is the baby? Yisrael. A Yisrael. But a mamzer is a mishnah. A mamzer, it doesn't make a difference who the mamzer is. If the father is a mamzer and the mother is a Yisraelis, the baby is a mamzer. If the mother is a mamzeres and the father is a Yisrael, mamzer. It doesn't make a difference. Oh, Rabbi Moshe says, so you see that a mamzer is not a din in yichus. If a mamzer is a din in yichus, then it should only depend upon the father, not the mother. The fact that it's 100% halacha, that it doesn't make a difference who is a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. If either one of the parents, it's not like yichus. Oh, it's not like yichus. So what is it then? It's a genetic mum, so to speak. It's like a spiritual blemish. You have one of your parents. Nemele, you can be mechalek between a mamzer and yichus. Yichus, it doesn't make a difference if there's a maisa shechiva or not. But a mamzer, Rav Moshe says, the only time you can have a mamzer if there was a maisa shechiva. It's not a din in yichus. It's a din, it's a mum. And the mum is the act of intimacy that brings the mamzerus into the next generation. Lo yovei mamzer bekahal Hashem ador asiri. If a mamzer lives with another mamzeres, or one is a mamzer, one is not, it doesn't matter. The child is a mamzer because of the ma'isa shechiva. But if you can manufacture, pardon that word, a human being in a test tube, so there's no ma'isa shechiva, then there's no blemish. And the child is a regular Yisrael. This is the chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Half live a fella. And today it comes out that even though in the Mishnah it says there's no way to be metahir a mamzeres, yeah, that was time of the Mishnah where there was no technology. But technology has advanced where a mamzer and a mamzeres can...
There was always technology.
The Ambati? The Ambati? A what? No. They weren't so advanced to do this. Today, now here's what Mr. Marillis, asked a question.
But the point is also that a child of a mamzer is still a Yisrael with the mamzer. He's a Yisrael.
He's a Yisrael, period. He's not a ger, he's a Yisrael. Right. Because Rav Moshe learns a mamzer is a mum. A mamzer is not a yichus. Is a very, this is the yisoid. There's a chilek between yichus and a blemish. Yichus is genetic material. You come from genetic material of a kahuna, you're a kohen. You come from genetic material of a levi, you're a levi. Unless you got, unless there's another reason why we have to take that away from you because of whatever, you married an almana, gerusha, chalutz, whatever it is. But if there's no other problem, there's the din yichus. Mamzerus, Rav Moshe, is a chiddush nifla. Even though it says in the Mishnah, Asara Yuchsin. Rav Moshe is going up against the Gemara. It's the Mishnah. Asara Yuchsin. Alu mi Bavel. And one of those things is called a Mamzer. Rav Moshe says, no. Don't take the Gemara literally. Unbelievable Chiddush. Unbelievable Chiddush. A Mamzer is not a Yichus. A Mamzer is a blemish. The blemish goes away when there's a Maisesh. You need to trigger the blemish through an act of how did it come about? Look at it like that. It can't, the transfer of the blemish can only be as strong as how it came about originally. How did it ever happen there to be a mamzer in this world? Because a man lived with a woman he's not allowed to live with. He did an act of shechiva.
So then why should it be a mamzer?
Well, Mr. Elman, one thing is that. Mr. Elman, one, yeah?
The parents of the mamzer, right? Not the original mamzer, the second generation mamzer, they didn't do anything wrong. They were married legitimately. So there's no
But they have a blemish. They have a blemish.
So how did that blemish go away?
They didn't do a ma'aseh shechiva. They did not do an act of shechiva, physical act of shechiva. How did the first mamzer come about? The first mamzer came about because there was a physical act of intimacy, a ma'aseh shechiva. According to Rav Moshe, if a person goes and takes a married woman, has a child, let's say her husband can't have any children. This is very controversial. Let's say there's a couple that's married, and they do all the tests, and the man cannot have children. So the woman wants a child. So what does she want to do? She wants to go to a sperm bank and get zera from a different man and become pregnant. And they'll take out an egg from her, and they'll take zera from a sperm bank, and she'll have a child. So, wait a minute, she's a married woman. The sperm in the sperm bank might be from a Jew, for all you know. Probably is. And it's from a Jew, so then the child's a mamzer. The child's a mamzer. Because it's the zera of an eshes ish mingling with the zera of a man that's not her husband. You'll tell her to get divorced for the process. Right. Not so pashut. It's right. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So Rav Moshe says... So that's exactly the point. So according to Rav Moshe, again, don't take anything I say, la halacha, because this is explosive stuff, and you'll never know what really goes on behind the scenes, because this is more secret than people who bring cocaine into the White House. This is as secret as it gets, okay? This is extremely what goes on behind the scenes. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if there are situations like this where secretly the parents temporarily get divorced to do the procedure.
She already lived with somebody else.
Very good. Good question. Because for that we're not so machmir. You know, we're machmir for this, but not for that. The child, you know, the different dargos. You're saying good. How does all the... You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Not every case is published, all the details. But the concept is, ein hachanami, the child's not a mamzer. Because in order to be a mamzer, how did the first mamzer come into existence? An act of shechiva. So now when you want to pass that defect to the next generation, it only can come about through an act of shechiva. But let's say the second generation, there is no act of shechiva. So then it's not going to pass to the next generation. If in Enochanami, let's say you have a woman who's an Eshes Ish, and she takes Zera of a Jew in a test tube, and as a child, according to this, the child's not a Mamzer. Why? There was no act of Shechiva. Mamzerus is a mum. A mum demands an act of Shechiva. Yichus does not demand an act of Shechiva. It just goes down into the next generation.
Transferred on again with an act of
shiva. That's exactly what I said.
Because if you have a permissible union with that mom, then it's still a
right.
But it was permissible.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Is
what transfers. A mamzer lichatchila is permitted to live with a mamzeres.
Right.
And their child, why? Because what is transferring the mum? What is transferring the mum to the next generation? The act of shechiva. The act of shechiva, it's permissible. It's permissible. A permissible act of shechiva is what transfers the blemish to the next generation. Just take away the shechiva. The mamzeres, do it in the test tube, and now you don't have the act of shechiva, and you have a child that's permitted, lovei b'kahal Hashem. That's the result. And many poskim say, we can do this. They really advocate this.
And he would be the yichus of whatever the father was, if he was a private.
Yes, correct. He's not a mamzer, he's yimutu lovei b'kahal Hashem. Now the Satmar Rav says no such thing. He says, and really everyone who says like this, he says, no, not so fast. It's not, many Chalik and Rav Moshe, and they hold that Mamzerus is not a din, it's not a mum. It follows the general rules of Yichus. Memela, if the genetic material of this human being is from a parent, that one of the two parents is a Mamzer, I don't care how he came about in this test tube, that test tube, in this machine, that machine. There's no ma'isa shechiva. It doesn't matter. What is the genetic material here? Eshes ish, or one of the parents is a mamzer. Done. The child's a mamzer. Okay, I'm running out of time. Wait. Give me 1 minute. I'm running out. Now, Mr. Merrill has touched upon a very important topic. A very important topic, which is a major chiluk edeus. I think Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman Arbach, they disagree on this point, and that is in the middle, artificial insemination. Rav Moshe is differentiating between a ma'isa shechiva and in vitro, basically. That's what we're using. What about in the middle, where artificial insemination mitzad echad, it's a ma'isa shechiva. It is a ma'aseh shechiva. The zera is entering into the isha, basically kederech, as far as she's concerned, to a degree.
Not
kederech. Okay, that's what I mean. That's the whole point. You understand the whole point. It has a ma'ilen ha. Mitzad, the conception is taking place the same way it would be with a ma'aseh shechiva.
So let me ask a question.
But the husband is not involved. It's still not called the ma'aseh shechiva. So this. They are chiluke deos.
If you had a zera that was from another Jew, would he be either kares on Eishes Ish?
No one is in the chayiv misa because there's no maisa. Okay. According to the Satmar Rav, there's no way in the world anyone can be liable to be punished with kares with misa. Impossible. Right. To be punished in Beis Din, you need an act, a physical act.
Right.
That is not an issue. No one's going to be punished over here.
Of course he admits.
No one's going to be punished. The question is,
but
it'll be a mamzer. Ethically speaking, is it the right thing for you, the parents? You have parents who want to have a child, and according to the Satmar Rav, they're not going to be chayiv me. A mamzer is a good person. Don't get me wrong. A mamzer is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Is a holy person. You can give him an aliyah. You can do everything with him because he's an outstanding member of society. Talmud Chacham, Am Aretz Kodim L'Kohen Gadol. He's an outstanding member of society, but he's a mamzer. You're limiting who he can marry. So according to the Samer Rav, the kid's a mamza. Kid's a mamza, whether you like it or not. You want to have this child? All right, that's an ethical question. Should you bring into this world a person who's a mamza? That's an ethical question to ask the question. But according to Rav, the Samer Rav, it's yichus. It's not a mum. This is the yisoid, the murdika yisoid from the Rav Moshe Feinstein. A chilik between a din mum and a din yichus. Yichus is genetics. Mum, it's an amaisa. The proof of Moshe says, look, if it's a din of yichus, it should only depend upon the father. If it's a mum, mamzerus, you see, it doesn't depend upon the father, either or. If the mother or the father, either or, it goes down to the child. Oh, it's a mum. A mum has different rules. The rules are an act of shechiva. So take away the act of shechiva and you're done. You're set. And what about artificial insemination? Chiluke deis. Mitzad echad, it's like, mitzad echad, it has a din of shechiva. Mitzad sheni, the husband's not involved, so who says the shechiva? One last thing, I'm going to take over. One last thing is, this is a side point, which really is not, it's not nogea, this whole thing, but let's say Taka, You have a mamzer married to mamzeres, and they do in vitro. Now, it's possible, very small chance, that you know the in vitro doesn't always work. Sometimes it takes a couple of times until it works, and sometimes it happens very rarely. Is that the parents end up having a child naturally? Naturally, if they're living, a mamzer is living with a mamzeres, they're living with each other. Maybe they'll have a child naturally. Maisa shechiva. No, we went to the doctor. We went to the doctor, and they did the in vitro, and now we had a child. Do you know for sure? Do you know for sure if the child that you have now, 9 months later, is the in vitro that took hold? Okay, you have to go talk to the doctor. He has a whole thing. He has all these doctor's letters. It's very funny. He has a whole list of letters. He asked this question to all these doctors. And they all tell him, you know, you're right. It is possible. And it does happen sometimes where they're trying to have children and they do the in vitro. And the end is, even when they did the implanted the in vitro, they become pregnant naturally. When they poke around and do all this thing inside the body, can some trigger some things that can happen. They can have a child naturally. There's a very strict halach in Shulchan Aruch of a woman who gets married. Was married, she cannot remarry after she gets divorced or for 3 months. Havchana. Havchana is a big hot topic. And havchana, w'chayish, even limi'uta, even for very small chances. How does the laws of havchana ordinarily is between different couples, right? Havchana is ordinarily, man dies, she gets married. Here's havchana in the same husband and wife. A mamzer married to mamzeres. How do you know if the baby is a mamzer? Because it was through a maisa shchivu, and the baby was because of the in vitro that took effect. Oh, so you have all these statistics. Then they tell them, so take birth control. No. You're not allowed to take birth control. It ruins the hormones. They need everything working perfectly in order for the in vitro to work. You can't take any birth control during the in vitro process. So you get now into a whole new world of havchana. Ooh, havchana. Okay, so the havchana, basically, the statistics are so small, no one's paying attention to the havchana. Okay, Rabbi Yavsky, please. Okay, so we're going to stop over here. And I want to try to, I know there's going to be a mob scene there. I want to go early.